the types of radiation, then flicking back to first year, we had our alpha radiation, which was our helium nucleus. These guys had a short range effect because of their mass. So we're talking now some micrometers in the lungs, for instance. You recall from first year that we looked at radon as being that gas that was released from granitic rocks on the uranium decay series. Beta particles, these ones then, as the electron is travelling high speed and has essentially got no mass, will penetrate much further into tissue. And then finally, gamma rays will penetrate very deep. So that's why things like strontium-90, as one of these beta emitters, is a highly dangerous sort of element. The units for radiation are the curie, which is on the basis of 1 gram of radium. And that's a very large amount of radium as a radioactive nuclide. So the curie then is typically scaled back by a prefix such as pico. The usual amount of radiation might be a picocurie. The SI unit is the becquerel, looking at another famous scientific sort of character. Our becquerel's got then just a relationship across the curie. Now, mostly you're going to see curies in use in radiation chemistry rather than the becquerel. This one really hasn't caught the favour of folks. Everybody likes old Marie Curie after all. The RAD is the radiation absorbed dose. Now, this is the radiation required in terms of curie, so that your tissue absorbs 10 to the minus 2 joules per kilogram of tissue. So we're now focusing on the amount of damage that the radiation can do. The millirem takes a millirad and multiplies it by our relative biological efficiency. So this then is talking about the biological effectiveness of the radiation and doing damage. We want to compare horses with horses is what we're trying to do here. So the millirem scale then is trying to make sure that we correct for the different effectivenesses of these radiation and causing biological damage. So typical units then that you would come across would be millirems, millirads and picocuries. You might find you've got like 40 picocuries in a water supply, for instance, telling you that there is definitely a radioactive nuclide present in that water. Then after that, you would be looking at, okay, so what are people likely to be exposed to in terms of millirads and millirems?